Everybody, it's Angel. So I've got my dirty little top tens notebook here. This isn't really a top 10 as much as it's just 10 things I really like. It's all about Bootylovin. If you want this girl to drop her panties and throw them across the room, play with my ass because you're gonna get some if you do that. I'm really that easy. Oh my god, I love my ass being played with so much. So I was sitting there trying to think of like 10 things, and you know when there's something you just like, maybe you haven't done it in a while, but you know you really, really like. And so it's kind of just like, well, what? I like everything about it. So then trying to like come up with things was a little tricky. So it's kind of a random list. It's not really in any order. Just the things my head went to. Okay, first off, like, lube. There's no shame. If you are going to do anal, the more lube, the better. And get the stuff that's made for Bootylovin. Don't get the other stuff. I've never needed lube for anything. I get so wet. But anal, don't even think twice. Just do it. Like, stock up. Like, if I had someone that was fucking me in the ass, I would probably... You see those, like, ridiculous, like, you think they're a joke? The, like, keg-sized gallon drums of lube? Yeah, I would get that with, like, a little spout. Like, you know when you go to, like, amusement parks and they have the huge, like, ketchup things that pump into the little paper cup? Yeah, like, that's what I would get. For anal lube. There's no shame in it, guys. That sounds ridiculous, but that's where my head went, so that's what we're gonna stick with. I don't edit these, can you tell? Plus it just feels better. Like, you don't want... Yeah, no, it's just a smoother ride. We all want a smoother ride when it comes to that. And then toys. Let's move on. Toys. So many toys. One of my favorite anal toys is that there's these toys that are, I always go for super little, so nothing's big. For me, everyone's different, I know, but I just stick with a little. I don't need a lot. I just needed something little. There's these vibrating anal beads, and they have like a little, hole to stick your finger in, so it's like a wire base, so everything's good. But they vibrate. They're purple. They're just so much fun because I love purple. But amazing, because it's like you can start with like the little bead, but they're all attached, so they're not like attached to a string. Like, they're attached to each other, so they just gradually get bigger. And they vibrate, and the vibrating, it's just like a little bullet, which never really did anything for me. But apparently, anally, that's where I really enjoy that kind of vibration, because holy cow, it's like, I don't want it to stop. I don't. So good. That's all. Just, yes, they're amazing. If you ever thought maybe you wanted to try them, I highly suggest them. Three, toys again. Anyone that knows me knows I love sparklies, knows I love anything sparkly and shiny, total girl. And then, so of course, the name Princess Plug, like, yeah, okay, it's shiny and sparkly and it comes with a gem on the end. Yes. Yes, please. I want it. I want it. I want it inside of me. I like accessories. I've never worn one in public, but I would not have a problem doing that. I really like the feel of it, like, being twisted inside. So just twisting it a little or playing with it feels so good. my princess plugs have purple little gems on them, if you were wondering. Four, spanking. Yes. 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 Please spank me. Spank me with your hand, with your belt, with a flogger. Yes, spank me, though. I want to be spanked. My booty wants to be spanked. Please. Please. Five, fondling, play with my ass. So, okay, if you're not going to spank me right now, like, play with my ass. I'm one of those girls that if you play with my ass, I will fall asleep. I will curl up like a little bunny next to you and just pass out. So, yeah, if you just want to have your hand on my ass just for no reason, I'm totally fine with that. I like it a lot. Six. All right, we're getting into the dirty stuff. You ready? Like that was... Yeah, prepare yourself, please. I hope you can handle this. Okay, six. Fingers. Always the best way to start is start with your fingers because they're obviously much smaller than anything else. My fingers are pretty small. So even just not penetrating or anything, just... wow, I'm getting bashful all of a sudden. Can you believe that? It's so weird. It's something I really like, though. It's just, it's called so many different, I guess, rimming it, but just, like, circling and teasing my ass with my finger. It's not, like, something that's in my normal daily routine. Like, I would prefer to have someone doing it for me. Like, I don't need it to get off, but if someone else is doing it, amazing. So good. And then, seven, oral. Yes, like, if you're going down on me and you start playing with my ass, even if you're just playing with my, like, my ass cheeks and, like, squeezing them or moving your thumb around or doing whatever, whatever you want. I don't have to tell you. You're down there. You whatever you want to do with your hands and mouth. You go for it. So, oral, whatever you want. You guys, I did it again. I lost my spot. If you heard my last one, I lost my spot in my... There we go, found it. All right, moving on. Eight, the anal hook. I've never done it, but I want to so bad. I have really long hair, and so I see these pictures online of, so, like, the anal hook is inside of them. If you've never seen it, you need to go look now. Pause this and go look, or listen while looking, whatever. And then there's, like, this really, like, pretty rope tied into the girl's hair. So her, like, hair is, like, braided and the rope's there. So it just looks amazing. It looks like it feels really good. And it looks like a fun way to play. Fun way to spend the night. Or the morning. Yeah, there's really no need to put a time limit on it. But it looks fun. Okay. Nine. Grinding my ass. Like, that's my dance move. I don't go out in public and dance because I dance like a stripper probably. Or I feel that I do, so I don't. Shaking my ass, grinding my ass against a guy, yeah, that's my move. That's all mine. So, yeah, all about rubbing my ass and grinding my ass against a guy. Especially, like, to feel them hard. Like, that's so hot. Yes, of course I want to do that. And then finally 10. The big one. This one saved for last for a reason. Compliment my ass. I do squats. A lot of them. I work out almost every day. Lately this winter has not been that great. But for the most part, every day. Compliment my fucking ass, guys. I mean, obviously you guys don't see it, so you don't have to. But compliment your woman's ass. Just do it. Especially if you want booty loving. Start slow and just compliment their ass. The more confidence you build in telling them how much you like their ass, maybe one day you'll get lucky and it'll ring in their head that they're like, maybe I do want to try something. So, a little Obi-Wan Kenobi trick there, using the Force to get some booty loving. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun if you've never tried it. Definitely experiment. I have intense orgasms regardless. I don't know if you know that. Might be a shock, but occasionally I do have a pretty intense orgasm. If you really don't know, go listen. If you don't believe me. I have really intense anal orgasms as well. And they're really amazing, and I really enjoy them. So I highly recommend to give it a go. So that was a top 10. Not really a top 10, just a 10. 10 thoughts on booty loving. So I hope you enjoy this, guys, and thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys all very soon. Mwah. Bye, everybody.